Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. Welcome to the program. Thank you for tuning in. You are blessed is the name of this episode and the title of my series. I wanted to share with you from Genesis chapter 32. Jacob was left alone and an angel wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the angel saw that he did not prevail against Joseph, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and people, and you have prevailed." When I was ordained a priest, this is back in 1991, it was a big celebration. It was in Chicago, Illinois, and my parents were there and many friends, and a couple others were ordained with me. And after the celebration, we always have a traditional ceremony where people come up forward, they come up before the priest and ask for their priestly blessing. Even the bishop that did the ordaining wants that blessing. And we bless them always in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's a very Catholic blessing. A blessing is an endowment of grace. You're asking for God's power, His protection, His prosperity, His goodness, His benefits to be upon that person. And that's something that a Catholic priest does. He blesses. Blessings are so important. And that's the title of this series, You Are Blessed. That comes right from Ephesians chapter 1. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Blessings are so important that Jacob, did you notice, he wrestled with the angel, and the angel and he were wrestling all night. Finally, when morning came, he wouldn't let him go until he blessed him. Now, this is the man whose grandfather was Abraham, and his father stole the blessing from his brother Esau. The blessing is so important. It's this grace from God, and I want you to get in touch with the blessing. When somebody sneezes, we say, "God bless you." In other words, "God keep you healthy." We are very familiar in the United States, "God bless America." We're hoping for God's protection and blessing upon our country. One of my favorite religious songs, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." It's God from whom all blessings flow. All throughout the Bible, we hear about blessings, and I'm thinking about how God blessed creation in the beginning, and the children come to Jesus, and Jesus blesses the children. And it's very important. Now, blessing is a free gift. It's undeserved, and it has to be received. I was in our chapel in Houston, and we were all praying, and our chapel has a couple of skylights up on the top. It started to rain. You could hear the rain dripping. It's a very pleasant, hypnotizing sound. And as I thought about it, I said, that's the way the blessings of God are. They saturate you and soak you and come continuously. Remember what Jesus said about the blessings. He said that God rains upon the just and the unjust. He makes His sun shine on the good and the bad. That's God's nature, to bless everybody. Just the fact that we're alive, let's start there, God has blessed us. We are alive, we've been protected, God has providentially led us, He has a tremendous future for us in heaven. Blessings abound. No matter who you are, don't think that you're too sinful to receive the blessings. Although I'll talk in a little while about how obedience to God helps you to receive the blessings, being obedient. But everybody receives. Everybody receives the blessing, as I said, simply by being alive. The blessing is a free gift. It's undeserved. It's invoked upon you. It comes with prosperity, happiness, peace, abundance, like that rain, like the sunshine, soak it in. And I am praying and I am hoping that during this episode, you will sense right where you are. It could be at home on your couch, could be in a hotel, in a hospital, could be in prison. Right where you are, you will soak in the blessing of God and sense that, yes, God's favor is upon me. Blessing is something priests do, as I said. We are always blessing people. People are always asking for our blessing. Whenever I bless somebody, you can sense it. Sometimes you can sense the person's really receiving it. Other times people just think it's kind of like a ceremony. Yeah, okay, thank you, appreciate that. But I want you to receive, as you watch, something special from God, an endowment. This is what priests do. We bless. But we don't bless in our name. We bless in Jesus' name. We bless in the sign of the cross. That's right from history. Now, there is a mysterious figure in the Bible, and he was a priest. His name was Melchizedek. Melchizedek, in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, Abram comes back from a battle, and Melchizedek blesses him. Melchizedek is a strange figure because there's no record of his birth or his death. In other words, his priesthood lasts forever. And then we are told in the Psalms and in the New Testament that Jesus is a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. I want to clear something up because I think there are various opinions about priesthood thinking, wait a minute, we only have one mediator, and that mediator is Jesus. What do we need priests for? Well, we have to tell you, and I hope you can understand, that you're right, there is only one mediator, Jesus Christ. But priests aren't priests of another lineage. We are priests of Jesus. We are priests according to the order of Melchizedek. We are extending the priesthood of Jesus in our person. There's not another priesthood. There's one priesthood. There's one mediator, and that's Jesus. And we are channeling that blessing, that mediatorship, that intercession, if you will, that comes from Jesus. We do not bless you in our own name, our own goodness, our own worthiness. Rather, we bless you in Jesus' name, the name above all names, the name that brings salvation. And we bless you in the sign of the cross, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Again, right from history, wanted to tell you about a historian, Eusebius. This is back in the 300s. If you remember, Emperor Constantine in Italy, he had a battle with another emperor, and it was at the Milvian Bridge. At that battle, Emperor Constantine looked up and he saw in the sky a cross, and underneath were the words, "In this sign you shall conquer." And he did conquer. He won that battle, and he was so impressed with Christianity, he pronounced an edict in the year 313. It was called the Edict of Milan, which legalized Christianity. Christianity was no longer something that was against the law, because in this sign, all peoples of the earth are blessed. And it's the blessing that I want you to receive. The cross brings salvation. The crucifixion of Jesus brings forgiveness. The cross brings new life. in this sign, we can conquer. We can conquer the temptations in our life. We can conquer depression. We can conquer the desire to give up. We can be strong when we need to be, because in the cross comes blessing. I remember the thief that was next to Jesus. He was crucified with Jesus, and he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus, even on the cross, blessed him. And he said, "This day you will be with me in paradise." There's blessings, grace, endowment flowing from the cross. Now, the blessings strengthen us. It's really important. Blessings give us victory over our sufferings and our hardships. And in our evening prayer, when we pray together, this is as religious, as a Catholic priest, every morning and evening I pray what's called the Liturgy of the Hours. And in our evening prayer, we always have Ephesians chapter 1, which says, "You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens." Most times when we think about blessings, we think about material goods. And that's true, that's part of a blessing. But the main reality that the Bible talks about when it comes to a blessing has to do with spiritual things. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. And when Scripture talks about that, talks about being forgiven, eternal life, intimacy with God, rebirth, wisdom, power. Yes, blessings can be material, but primarily, and I want you to understand this, because I think the pendulum is swung, that people all think that material blessings, and by the way, if you are blessed materially, don't say, "I did it," or "I earned it," or "I was lucky." I think most people would say, "Yeah, God gave this to me." As I said in the beginning, never say that "I am lucky." Say, "I am blessed." You can tell people are believers when sometimes they'll say, instead of "have a good day," they'll say, "have a blessed day." And that's what we're hoping for people. We want the blessings of God to be upon all. The pendulum is swung from material blessings to really people understanding from the Scriptures that God wants to bless us spiritually. That comes from 3 John, "May you prosper as your soul prospers." It's important that our soul prosper, that we come into a deep personal relationship with God. As well as spiritual blessings, the Bible shows us material blessings. Job is an example of that. Job was blessed with livestock and a good family and all kinds of resources. All that was taken away from him, but God gave it back to him doubly when he stayed faithful. And I love the saying of Job in the Scriptures. He said, "I know my Redeemer lives." Even though he was going through hard times, he kept believing. He knew that his Redeemer lived, and God does live, and he blesses. Years ago, a book came out about the prayer of Jabez. Maybe you've heard about this prayer. It became very popular, and it was a prayer from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and here's Jabez praying to God. He said, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." What a prayer. "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." I've heard people tell me they're praying that prayer, and God has given them major breakthroughs. I think that's such a beautiful prayer, that God would enlarge our territory. First of all, spiritually. I'm trying to help you to understand that that's primarily where the blessings come. Spiritually, what does enlarging your territory mean? It means that you have something deep and real with God. One of the other episodes I talked about the anointing. The anointing abides, and the anointing is real. And we can get to know in a deep spiritual way, in a real way, the very person of God living within. This is the blessing that endures, that lasts. Material things are all going to fade. They're all going to rust and go away. But it's the spiritual blessings that last. So when we talk about enlarging our territory, yeah, open my heart. I want to see and hear and receive. And I'm praying that for you, especially my viewers, my partners, my benefactors, those who buy my resources. I want you to be blessed. I want your cup to run over. I want it to fall into your lap and overflow. God is so almighty. All things are possible for God, Jesus taught. And we have to believe that whatever occupation you're in, whatever job you're hoping for, whatever dream you have, and that's my prayer for you, that you will live with passion, believing that through God, you will expand, that the borders will increase, that things will happen for you. All things are possible for those who believe. And I stand as a witness to that. I started off in television years ago, actually before television, believing that God would expand my outreach. I wanted to be able to reach out beyond the walls of the church, not just to people that go to church, as good as that is, trying to inspire believers, but I wanted to reach out beyond the walls of the church to young people that aren't going to church, just flipping through the channels, to people that are atheistic and agnostic. They're called the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, and people that don't have an affiliated church. Talk about non-denominational. They don't go to church. Well, I want to reach out to these folks with the truth, with the blessing, with the anointing, because as people hear, faith comes by hearing. As people hear, I believe that they will receive faith and through faith receive the blessings. I started off with very little, and I kept believing, and I prayed the prayer of Jabez, Father, increase my territory. And now I'm happy to say that God has opened up many doors, and I'm on several networks as well as stations and radio and different platforms, enabling me to be able to reach out beyond the walls of the church to multitudes of people. Yes, God wants to bless us, not just for us, not just for us selfishly, but for the sake of others. That's what I call significance. You live a significant life when you're increasing, when you're bearing fruit, when you're achieving your potential, and when you're reaching out to other people. That's really vitally important. Yes, enlarge our territory, expand our outreach, increase our horizons. Grace us, Heavenly Father. Bless your people with dreams and visions. Bless people that are older with a greater vision of who they can become virtuously, with a deeper relationship with you. Bless young people with dreams and visions, that they can achieve their potential and expand their horizons and become all that they can be. I love Deuteronomy chapter 28. It talks about the blessings of obedience. Let's go to that now. God blesses everybody unconditionally, makes his sun shine on the good and the bad, and rain fall on the just and the unjust. Everybody's blessed by coming into life. However, if you want to realize the blessings of God in a more intense way, a deeper way, an overflowing way, a saturating way, be obedient. Chapter 28 of Deuteronomy talks about the blessings of obedience. That means doing God's will more than your own. That means turning away from sin. That means being obedient. And we hear about God will set you high. He will bless you in the city, bless you in the field. Your enemies will be defeated. They'll come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. You will be blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. In fact, the blessings of God will chase you down the street and overtake you. Obedience opens the door for God's blessings to flow in your life. That's Deuteronomy chapter 28, great chapter to read. And one major place in the Bible that Jesus talks about blessings, and he talks about it in different ways, in different places. Remember, he blessed the children that came to him. He said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. Sometimes it doesn't seem like you're blessed because nothing seems to be happening and your prayer life feels desolate. But blessed when you don't and blessed when you do. In other words, blessed when you don't see and blessed when you do see. You are blessed. Don't let evil make you think that you aren't. One of the places that I really like is called the Beatitudes. And Luke's version of the Beatitudes in Matthew is a sermon on the plain where Jesus says, blessed are you who are poor in spirit. Blessed are you who are pure in heart. He's talking about blessings on the people. When Jesus preached, he told people that they were blessed. And in the Gospel of Luke, we hear about, blessed are you poor, blessed are you who weep, blessed are you who mourn, blessed are you who hunger. Now, wait a minute. Jesus is calling people that weep and are hungry and are mourning, who are poor, he's calling them blessed. What's going on there? I thought blessing had all to do with material goods. Well, it's more than material goods. One time I went to the country of Mexico. This was early on in my career. Right as I initially met the Passionists, I belonged to the Passionist religious community. Been a religious now for about 38 years. When I was a young man, right when I was first meeting them, we all went down to Mexico to work with the poor down there. We went to a place in Southern California, Baja California, very poor village. And I had never seen poverty like that. People hardly had anything. But I noticed something about the people. Their celebrations, they were Christians, they were Catholics, their celebrations were joyous, and they had great hospitality. They were always inviting us over for dinner, and there would be song, and there would be singing, as I said, and there would be happiness. And I think that's what Jesus was talking about. You see, when you don't have much, you're not letting possessions possess you. You're not letting them steal you away from God. Idolatry, the material goods. These people had nothing, yet they were among some of the happiest people I ever met, and they loved God. Blessed are you poor. Blessed are you who mourn. Blessed are you hungry. The other thing is, you're blessed because you're alive. God has given you life. And it's not just for here that the blessings come. When the Bible talks about blessings, it's beyond our life here. The blessings are for the world to come. And it's usually the ones that aren't attached to the world now that are blessed because they receive the blessings of the world to come, the blessings of heaven. If you're struggling and suffering and going through problems, blessed are you. God knows what you're going through. He holds your tears in his bottle, and he will raise you up. Blessing of God be upon you. And that was Jesus in the Beatitudes. That was Jesus in the Sermon on the Plain. And when Jesus appeared to the 12, as I said, he said to Thomas, you believe because you've seen me, but blessed are you who believe that don't see. A lot of times people talk about all the religious experiences they've had and how blessed they are, and that's really good, but most people don't receive those type blessings. But you're still blessed. As I said, blessed if you do and blessed if you don't. See, the blessings of God are beyond sometimes what we can feel or the material. They're spiritual things. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Now, on New Year's Day, in the Catholic Church, we always have the first reading from the book of Numbers. And it's a prayer of Aaron, the blessing of Aaron. And it goes like this, and it's supposed to set the tone for the entire year. It goes like this. And I want you to receive this blessing now. Aaron was a priest, and he prayed like this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And that's my prayer for you, that God would bless you and keep you in your circumstances, hopefully from all pain, but even if you're going through it, that you would realize if you're hungry, or if you're poor, or if you're struggling, that you too are blessed. And may God keep you, hold you close to his heart, in whatever situation you're in, especially if you're not going to church. May you know that God is for you, not against you. And if you are going to church, if you are a believer, that you would be enlightened in the depths of your heart with the blessing of God. As a Catholic priest, one of my main roles and one of my main ministries is to bless people. I am a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. I do not bless you in my name. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And in the sign that brings all victory, the sign of the cross, may you receive the blessing of God and know that whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're happy or whether you're mourning, you are blessed. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.